This week's story is called Mabella the Clever, retold by Margaret Reed MacDonald, originally from a country called the Sierra Leone. Today's reader is Lindsay. Mabella the Clever. In the early times, some were clever and some were foolish. The cat was one of the clever ones. The mice were mostly foolish. But one little mouse was not so foolish. Her name was Mabella, and her father had taught her cleverness. Her father always told her, "Mabella, when you are out and about, keep your ears open and listen. Mabella, when you are out and about, keep your eyes open and look around you. Mabella, when you are speaking, pay attention to what you are saying. Mabella, if you have to move, move fast." One day, the cat came to the mouse village. "Dear mice, I come to offer a special invitation. It has been decided that the mice may join the secret cat society." The mice were very excited. "We get to join the cat club." "And mice, my dears," said the cat, "when you have been initiated into the cat society, you will know all the secrets of the cat. Come to my house on Monday morning, and we will hold the secret ceremony." Monday morning, bright and early, the little mice were there.
"Oh my, you have all arrived," said the cat. How delightful. You must all learn the secret cat society song."
The song goes like this.
"When we are marching, we never look back. The cat is at the end, fo fang, fo fang."
The little mice learned to shout loudly on the last
fo fang.
The cat lined them up in a straight line. And at the end came the cat. Mabella got to march in the front because she was the smallest of all. "Now we will march into the forest," called the cat, "and you will learn the secrets of the cat. Remember, you must never, ever look back." Off they started. Mabella was leading the way so proudly.
"When we are marching, we never look back. The cat is at the end, fo fang, fo fang. When we are marching, we never look back. The cat is at the end, fo fang, fo fang."
Every time the mice shouted, "fo fang," the cat fo-fanged another mouse. Suddenly, Mabella remembered. Her father had always said, "Mabella, when you are out and about, keep your ears open and listen." Mabella stopped singing for a moment and listened. She did not hear a long line of mice behind her. She heard a few mice. And the cat's voice was getting closer each time they sang fo-fang. Then Mabella remembered something else her father always said. "Mabella, when you are out and about, keep your eyes open and look all around you." Mabella turned her head just a little to the left, just a little to the right. She did not see a long line of mice. She saw a short line of mice, and the cat very close. Then she remembered that her father had said, "Mabella, when you are speaking, pay attention to what you are saying." She listened to her song.
"When we are marching, we never look back. The cat is at the end."
Mabella stopped. "The cat is at the end? What does that mean?"
"It means no one is watching the cat."
Mabella turned right around.
There was the cat. She had just faux-fanged the mouse behind Mabella. Now Mabella remembered the last thing her father had told her. "Mabella, if you have to move, move fast." Mabella dove into the bushes so fast, so fast. The cat pounced on nothing but thorns. The cat was stuck. The mice were out, and Mabella lived to tell the tale. She told it to her children and her children's children. Limba parents are still telling this story to their children. It is good to remember the things Mabella's father taught her. When you are out and about, keep your ears open and listen. When you are out and about, keep your eyes open and look around you. When you are speaking, pay attention to what you are saying. And if you have to move, move fast. Limba grandparents say, if a person is clever, it is because someone has taught them their cleverness. The end.